Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is the 7th of June, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue, who is not only does
a warrior princess
the news and the sales and traffic and logs, you know, helping a lot with that. Now she is going to become the producer this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Sue.
So you, yeah, how's she doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm okay, good. I need some coffee, good. But I'm trying to cut it out and it's hard.
Oh, don't do
man.
That. Not during our show. Cut it out after that.
Well, today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Oh, well.
So maybe I'll break down and have that.
Okay. All right.
Well that's, you know
that's
what?
Good for you.
Sue.
It's got all the food groups.
Sue is also following a, excuse me, this came to my throat. She's, you know how we all start a new regime, and Sue is looking spectacular and, you know, doing some things that are, you know, what it is to pump up your health and, you know, take things out, put things in. So I would think that taking coffee out, especially with everything else, is just like, you know, trying to drive with your blindfold on or something like that.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%.
Well, and we have a couple of our people here that are kind of out with, we don't know if they're colds or you know, related to sinus stuff, but it's going around, so be very careful. Stay hydrated. Eat as clean as you can and rest. 64 degrees right now currently outside. Looks like we may have about 30% chance of showers, then thunderstorms once again with a high of 83 and our overnight lows of 64 tonight. Again, chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy. Thursday calls for chance of showers with a high of 83 and slight chance of thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy with 63 on Thursday night. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 89. And then when we have our taste of Redding, we have a slight chance of showers with a high of 91. So we've expected these muggy days, somewhat muggy for Redding standards. But that's what we have. So it'll be really still good to go out and about with maybe a chance of showers. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Now, if you heard us gabbing before we even hit the air, it's because Judy Maxwell sitting right here at the desk with us on the air, ready to go on. And, of course, we just, every time I just can't get enough of her just sugar and spice.
Oh,
and everything
you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Miss Judy Maxwell from Maxwell Insurance, and of course,
may I?
It's just time to talk about it. Everybody wants to know, Carl.
My turn? Are you sure?
Well, go ahead.
Hey, what happened, besides the fact we like to have Judy on a regular basis, well, you know, semi-regular basis, because of, she catches us all up about what's going on, but, on insurance and, you know, on some of the financial markets and all this, you know, Maxwell, insurance and financial, what is it? Maxwell Insurance and Finance. There it is. I always say it every day. State Farm. I didn't realize they were the largest insurance company in the United States.
Yeah, they're really, really big. Definitely.
So State Farm made this announcement that they were no longer going to insure property. They insure your car, but not your property and your homes. That's a huge announcement.
But they're not the only one.
So, and that's why we brought you on, because you have a lot of information about this. They're not the only ones.
No. State Farm, Safeco, Kemper, The ASI, Home Section of Progressive, Nationwide, those are just some of the few.
These have pulled out?
Yes.
In California?
I mean, they have stopped writing homeowners insurance.
Progressive, you know, the one, yeah. Is that the one
now,
with
we can
Flo?
Still do, that's with Flo. We can still do their auto. Auto is also another challenging, that's another topic we'll get into as
okay.
well. One of the big things that we're seeing in our area, you know, since the car fire and all the other fires that we had, the state put a mandate, a moratorium out on all of the insurance companies that they couldn't cancel people's policies and stuff like that. And our last one was the Fawn fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that moratorium ended in September of 22. And so now you're seeing all these cancellations, these non-renewals, and it's just a horrible market right now.
So what we saw was the big guy, State Farm, mm-hmm. pulled out. But you're saying before that, Progressive was slow. Hey, Flo, you hypocrite.
I know. It's a really big hypocrite when you see these ads still on
TV.
And it's just, it is so frustrating. It really is.
So State Farm, Progressive.
Safeco, Kemper, ASI, which is their home section of Progressive,
okay.
Nationwide, those are the ones that's totally now.
I heard that.
Allstate, AAA, they're doing a lot of non-renewals, and they are really almost like doubling people's premiums.
Mm. So non-renewals is just like...
Non-renewals is you're canceled, basically.
Yeah, you're canceled.
Non-renewals are canceled. And then, like, I had a lady come in, and this is the hardest part. I mean, I had a lady come in, she was in tears, all this stuff, and she says, I've been with Allstate for 40 years and no claims. And she says, I got this letter, and they're going to cancel me in August if I don't do all this brush clearing, all this other kind of stuff. And it's just, it's just really, really horrible. And I'll tell you a few of the reasons why, but it's going to take, I just wrote, Assemblywoman Megan Dolly, and I just sent a letter to Senator Dolly. You have to get your voices out there to our legislatures. Part of the big reason is back in Proposition 103, which came out in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And so commissioner, as far as whenever a insurance company goes in to increase your rates, they have a formula that they use. And it's based on a wildfire score for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our most devastating fires have been in the last 10.
Right.
And so that formula is all out of whack.
Okay.
And so, like, in 2019, the insurance companies in California, they collected $7.6 billion in premium.
Mm-hmm.
But they paid out $15.5 billion in claims.
And that was when?
That was in 2000. That was
15,
in,
how
the,
much?
No, that was in 2018. That
2018
was our,
would have been.
So they collected $9.6 billion in premiums,
mm-hmm.
but they paid out $15.5 billion in claims. Double. And another big... that's one thing that did.
And that was in 2018.
That was in 2018.
Was that car fire?
That was the year of the car fire and
but
the paradise.
We've had several
others
since then.
Oh, yeah, we've had all that. So, mm-hmm. see that. So when they take that average of 20 years.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, see, the major catastrophic events have really been in the last, you know, really last, you know, 8 years.
Yeah. So what's happening with you? At Maxwell Insurance, when we talk about, like, for instance, we've had a couple people, this would have been a few years back, one specifically who in that area of the fires, homes burned around her home up there on the west side, Sunset Terrace area. She's got the letter. Mm-hmm. We know people that have gotten the letter and we sent them to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at that point, maybe it was more fixable.
It was more fixable, and I tell you what, so, also, the insurance companies since then, they've redone their wildfire maps and stuff, and so then they've kind of targeted certain zip codes. Mm. And so they've made it more and more difficult. Like, we would have one carrier who was pretty favorable to 96001.
Right.
But they would not take a house in 96003.
Right.
And so it's just, it's been real challenging, but because we've had, you know, multiple carriers to work with, then we've been able to jiggle and juggle and help people.
So
now,
one.
We got to take a break.
Oh, gosh. We just, so much to talk about.
So, I know there's like two or three different things we're going to hit on for sure. Okay. But the bottom line on this was due to that proposition signed.
Proposition 103, and then there's another issue.
1989 or something.
1988. That 1988. Came in 1988.
They take a 20-year look at wildfires, and then they put some kind of score on it. But the ones that have really, you know, scoured our state really started like about, 2018, 2019. However, we rail at the insurance companies, yet they take in $7 billion in premiums and they pay out $15 billion to try and repair homes, rebuild, and all this. So it doesn't take somebody long to figure out, the company can't continue to lose $1 billion a year, even though we're just talking about the state of California. But in the state. So we're going to discuss different ways that other aspects of these things coming in and what are your options? So did I catch everything?
You did pretty good.
Okay. See.
Thank you.
There's a little oil in this rusty cog steel. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They are on the cusp, on the cutting edge of technology with TAVR valve replacement and so many other things. You used to have to travel 3 hours to get. You can have it right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Plus they are starting that, residency program that's going to bring in 8 doctors a year. To do the residency at the hospital and with local physicians around town. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Dust off those dancing shoes and party with country music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th. Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits like I'm Already There and What About Now. Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner for Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun, two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, and the rest. We don't serve it often, but when we do, it's everyone's favorite burger challenge. Come celebrate Father's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's 7:21 in the morning here on the 7th of June. This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging has a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is a no-cost program to those in the program. And it the whole mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and people with disabilities. If you think you qualify for this or you want more information, and this is a good program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. We are so happy to have Judy Maxwell here. Took time off from her competitive trout fishing career to come in and talk. Okay. Judy actually took a vacation.
I did.
And was up in Montana.
Oh, how fun.
And sent me a photo of this giant brown trout that she had caught up there. And I said, it's hard to see it because there's smoke in the area here. So she's come on to talk about insurance, because I can't think of anybody else that really talk about insurance with Judy Maxwell. State Farm made the announcement they were pulling out of California. I mean, not pulling out. They were just not going to insure homes.
Renew.
Are these renewing? They're just not insuring new homes.
They're not insuring new homes, and I think they are doing a lot of cancellations, too,
okay.
On renewals.
But then Judy just told us, oh, no, there's more. There's Progressive, that side of it. And so,
Safeco, Kemper, Nationwide.
I heard Farmers.
Farmers is going through a lot of challenges. I don't think they've pulled out 100% yet, but they've gotten some new changes on different requirements for payment and everything else, and you know they're tough too.
And what you're seeing too is, as an example that Judy said, is they said if I want to have insurance, I've got to clear my land to these specifications so the fire can't get to the house, and then of course we found out that they took in $7 billion in premiums and paid out $15 billion in damages.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit easier to understand, but that doesn't help people.
No, it doesn't.
We have somebody that we know, and we talked about this on the air, and this could be like the visual. I'm a very visual person. I'm sure radio is. So she is a widow, and she lives in an area there off of 273 towards Anderson to the right side up there in the hills. And I don't know, maybe she's got an acre, but through her insurance notification, they came out, and she has a fence. A lot of people have a wooden fence that come right up to the house. They were saying, you can't have that now. You've got to replace that with some kind of, structure of a different kind of nothing wood touching the house. So I don't know, that was one of her, prerequisites if she was going to continue on with the insurance.
I know, it's horrible, some of these requirements that they've put onto people, because they don't want any kind of wood. A lot of them don't want any kind of bark or trees, bushes, any kind of stuff. And it's, you know, and the thing is try to get another quote to see if there's somebody else in there that will insure you, you know, and stuff. And so, but your other option is going to be your California Fair plan. And that one is, that one's tough. I mean, that's very expensive to go into that. And many, many people are having to do that.
So what is that? Share with us what that means, California Fair plan.
This is a state mandated program that all insurance companies have to participate in. So if you can't get insurance from any other company and stuff like that, then they have to take you. However, the problem is that they don't own the California Fair Plan. It is only for catastrophic fire, wind, and hailstorm. It does not cover theft. It does not cover any kind of liability, and it doesn't cover any kind of water damage. And so then you have to put what's called a difference in coverage policy to go along with that.
Okay.
And to cover those other items and then plus some other things that California Fair Plan doesn't. So when you put those two policies together, it gives you the complete insurance policy. But you're looking, you know, you're looking at about 200 to 400% higher in premium.
How crowded and full are you every day fielding phone calls from people panicking?
It is. Yeah, that's exactly what we do. And it takes a little bit of time to do quotes too, and then people get real upset with us. But you know, and there's a lot of people that, they don't understand that, you know, maybe their coverages weren't the exact amount that they should be. And so we kind of talk through it and reevaluate it because, with inflation and the supply chain, the cost of rebuilding is a lot higher now. And so your coverage amounts do need to be reevaluated so you feel a bit more secure. But yes, we are definitely trying to hire people right now. So if there's any licensed insurance agents out there that are looking for a new place and in the commercial lines or in the personal lines, being home and auto or a good account rep, we are looking to hire right now because, you know, our whole goal is to take care of the customers as quickly as possible and to help them. And so, yeah, it's we being independent in a full brokerage and we have more outlets than, you know, than someone like State Farm. But it does take time to do these quotes. You know, it's just not like a plug in and get quote instantly and stuff. And especially with a fair plan, theirs are a lot more requirements and they want us to have pictures before we, you know, submit for the quote. And then the other thing is they want 40% down of the premium down.
What?
This is a state program. Mm-hmm. There's money put into it to help people like what we're seeing
for
catastrophic fires. And it will pay for the reconstruction of the house, but nothing inside.
No, it pays. Like if your house totally burned, you know, it would pay for that. But I'm talking about it. But if the claim, like if you had solar panels on your house and somebody came and stole them, it doesn't cover. It doesn't cover theft.
Okay, so personal property in that would have to be a separate.
So then yes, your personal things in there. You can like, if you're frying chicken and you create a fire in your house, California Fair Plan is not going to cover that because it's not a peril from the outside. But then that's where your difference in coverage policy is going to cover that because you started the fire on the inside.
Okay, so I understand that. So, but they want 40% up front.
They want
40%. And the rates are high.
The rates are high. Yes, they are.
Can you give me an example of high?
Okay, I will definitely give you an example of high, and this is a real thing. We had a
because some people high is, you know.
I know.
Well, let's, okay, yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you an example of a pretty recent thing. We had some people that lived off of Silver Bridge, and they had a very nice house, and so they were paying $4,000 a year in their annual premium for their house, and so they got canceled, and so anyway, we had to go to Fair Plan. So the Fair Plan policy cost them $12,697. The difference in the coverage policy was $3,786 for a total of $16,000.
So that's almost triple.
Yeah.
Triple in just to live in the same house. And ladies and gentlemen, did you just hear that?
Yeah.
If you're going to at that particular place to stay in the same house.
They're going to have to pay $16,000 a year.
Triple insurance, which means, not going to get that car. Oh, not going to take that trip. Not going to do that because
you're looking between 200 to 400% higher in premium.
So over $1,000 a month, $1,200 a month. Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's where it used to be $400 a month or $300.
Yeah.
So now they're paying $1,200 a month insurance. That's got, that's for most people, that has an impact on
it's
your
horrible.
Life.
It's more than, it's a mortgage payment. Is it this? Is it that? It's just horrible. And that's why you're seeing so many homes for sale, like up in Shingletown.
Oh, my
gosh.
Because
primarily they are,
beautiful homes.
Beautiful homes. And we'll have people call, and I mean, there was a lady that was looking at a gorgeous home up in, gorgeous home up in Hay Fork, and, but by the time we looked at the insurance, it was just, they said, we'll pass.
Can you imagine?
We have to take a break, and then, tease it.
7:30. I know, Judy, I just don't want to, I don't want to go to commercial break. I just want to keep talking, but okay, we do have to love our sponsors.
And this sponsor we love is NorCal Tractor and Equipment, and how apropos to have them on. Clearing your property. One of our listeners just came in and said their insurance company, sent a drone over their property and came back and said, you have to do this and this and this and this and this. And they cleared it, cost them thousands of dollars, and they got canceled anyway. So, NorCal Tractor and Equipment can help you. They've got the small, tractors and, skid loaders and, backhoes and all that for working on individual projects like this. Plus they have the big stuff too. This is everything that you need that, and Kubota makes it. And you can get it at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. You may want to get in, my friends, it's June, and I know it rains, but if you got a lot of brush and small trees and all that stuff, you may need to rent a bulldozer, mini bulldozer, and just clear a large area around your house. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again. Crossroads. you back out on the road.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Sue, you're just making my day with your bump music.
She knows you well.
She does.
I'm working on it.
Oh, I tell you, Christina hit like 800 yesterday. I mean, she had me dancing all over the studio with her bump music. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Linda's favorite place to hang out at. It's right downtown at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's called Four Winds Jewelry.
I went there yesterday to take in rings to have, prongs. Because I felt like, if you wear your jewelry a lot and you're rough with it and you work out in it and you dig in the dirt with it, it just wears and tears just like anything else. So I took them in there and said, please take a look at it where they can put it under their, magnification, to just make sure everything's safe. That's 2225 Hilltop Drive. All your jewelry needs. Four Winds Jewelry.
And we're here with Judy Maxwell. We're talking insurance. We got a phone call her because she's got a lot more information, Robert. So good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to throw in one little thing, I think, before you go any further, I don't think there's something that's being said, and that's that the vast, I mean almost all of the fires that have destroyed houses have either started or gotten to where they are via public lands. It's the mismanagement of public lands that has caused fires that now insurance companies are canceling people so the state can then sell you insurance.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't think we can argue too much that when the fires start on that type of thing.
It's a state mandated, but all the insurance companies participate in it. And so it's not owned by the state. They're all participating. All the insurance companies pay into it. It's like the Guarantee Insurance Association. All insurance companies doing business in California, they pay into it.
This is the CARE.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but
I understand what you're saying.
But I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Thanks, Robert.
Yes.
Well, and quickly, can I one more real quickly?
Sure.
Does it matter whether the state owns it if they control it?
No. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, what he's saying is now the state control is going to have a monopoly in the North State. But there's something else, though. You said there's another way, not around it, but...
Okay, so another thing that we've been able to do, you have companies called surplus lines, excess and surplus lines carriers they're not mandated by the state, and they're not under the guaranteed insurance, the companies, but they're A-rated companies. And so we can reach out to them, and we can put homeowners with their policies. And those have been a lot lower than the California FAIR plan. So, we look at all options, and so.
They may not be, they're not approved by California because they didn't want to jump through the hoops or whatever it was, but they're A1 rated companies throughout the rest of the United States and the world. That's the kind you're talking about. Is that right?
That's exactly right. So they're just, they're, they're very good insurance companies, and so that they, but they specialize in insuring high risk properties. So we're able to go to them whenever we can't get through traditional carriers. And so, and like I said, they're A rated, and we go and we look at those as well too. So we look at all options, to see what, you know, and I think this is just, a bad season. Just as healthcare went through a terrible season when Obamacare came out, you know. On the securities end, they've gone through some bad seasons with new regulations and everything like this. But also one of the big things, another thing, in addition to the rates that's preventing these insurance companies to be able to adjust rates is a thing called reinsurance. And so reinsurance is like, kind of like an umbrella policy. So it allows the insurance companies, they say, okay, we will cover, you know, so much in claims, and then they will reach out to their reinsurance company that will pick up the difference. In California, unlike many, many, many of the other states, and you say, hey, these things are happening in other states and stuff, and they can adjust their rates. But here in California, the insurance carriers are not allowed to include the cost of this reinsurance program that they have into their premiums. And so that's why all of this is out of their pocket, and then plus the cost of their reinsurance. And so things are not stabilized right now. And that's why I really encourage, I just sent letters, like I said, to Assemblywoman Megan Dolly and to Senator Dolly, and they've got to go over the insurance commissioner's, his hands are tied, so there has to be some kind of legislation to pull this up.
Could you do me a favor and send me a copy of that letter?
I've got one here for you.
Well,
oh, excellent.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Randy, do you have a question for our guest? Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Say, anywhere in these policy issues that we're facing, is there mention of climate change?
That I don't know. I mean, I know climate change is here, and I know that, you know, there's been so many catastrophic events, not just fires for us. I mean, you know, there's still so many claims that's going to evolve from the snow and then the flooding. So there's just climate, I mean, but all across the United States. But I can tell you there are many states and that are having trouble with, you know, getting with their insurance, and so everything has to be reevaluated, and the markets have to be stabilized.
I mean, but as I understand it, now I've been studying climate change for the last 20 years, and the fires and drought have progressed exactly as has been predicted for the last 60 years, and as I understand it, insurance companies are dropping people because, as Carl pointed out, like they're putting out more money than they're taking in due to these catastrophic wildfires, which even all the fire officials are pointing to climate change as the fundamental reason. And so I'm just, anyway, it just seemed to me like climate change would be on the front page of these insurance decisions. That was my question.
Well, Randy, things that I've said, that I've read, I have seen that. I've seen the term climate change due to the changes, you know, all of this due to climate change. Now, I don't know if it's in your insurance policy, but it's not just fires. It's also, as we mentioned earlier, it's hurricanes. It's, you know, the storms that hit Florida, Louisiana. It's difficult to get insurance.
Well, now, the other thing, too, is that your policies don't cover flood and they don't cover earthquake. And so those are separate policies, and so if a lot of people will take out earthquake insurance, because that is one of the catastrophic events, or they'll take out flood insurance, and sometimes flood is mandated in certain areas. But I know I grew up near Galveston, and you'd be surprised, that is just Hurricane Alley, and people would not even take out flood insurance. And so, you know, you got to be wise about some of these things and try to insure against, the risk. What part of the risk do you want to take on, or what part do you want to pass over to the insurance company?
Okay, Randy, thanks
a
lot. Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Okay. You know, Tierra Oaks, yeah. But up here in Sunset Terrace, they got hit with the fire. Remember, the car fire swept right through there. Here they are in the middle of town.
Right.
I wonder, you've been on the list. What about their insurance rates?
Well, you know, if for a while we were able to really, again, since the car fire, insurance has come in and they've re-rated their wild scores, their wildfire scores. Mm-hmm. So that's knocked us out of, you know, places that we could insure, in like, and now they've closed that zip code for us. Like I said, there we were open to 9601 with a lot of carriers. Now we have one carrier that we can do 9601.
That's
here. Yes.
One carrier.
Yeah, we have one carrier that we can do 9601 now. If you have an insurance, if you have a current insurance policy, hang on to it. And if it, you know, the rate gets adjusted just a little bit, then just hang on to it because that's.
Okay, so we're gonna take. Well, what Judy is saying is, if you got an insurance policy, do everything you can to hang on,
mm-hmm.
because it may get worse before it gets
right.
better, and it probably will until the legislature does something. All right, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is the owner and operator down there. It's locally owned, locally operated. He's been repairing windshields for over a couple of decades. Truly a professional. He doesn't take chances with your safety or family safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff fixes it, and he guarantees it for the life of your windshield, which is pretty good. And I always say this, he fixed a crack in my windshield, about an 8-inch crack 15 years ago. Still can't see it. That's the kind of work he does. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Cars, trucks, and RVs. It's a veteran-owned business, my friends. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Ranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian La Ranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
At Cornerstone Community Bank,
You're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Again, this show today, is as many of our shows are, is to pass information from experts that can have a severe impact in our community. And we're talking insurance. I knew about State Farm leaving. I heard Farmers was. But then Judy Maxwell, our guest from Maxwell Insurance and Financial, told her that she added five more onto that. And the ones that have insurance are raising rates. And let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Judy, you mentioned that if you had a grease fire on your stove and it burnt your house down, they might choose not to cover that. How about an attic fire where it's an electrical fire and you don't have control of it, or say a chimney fire?
But what I was talking about was the California Fair Plan policy. Not a traditional policy. The California Fair Plan only covers major perils like fire outside the house, windstorm, hail. It does not cover what, if you, like I said, you started that fire inside burning your chicken. That's where you need a difference in coverage.
Thank you.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, so you've got a few minutes here to cover some last-minute things, Judy.
The other thing I want to caution people, you know, it's not just homeowners, it's auto insurance rates too. And so much of that is because of inflation, but also supply chain issues. And the cost of these, all this technology, all these electric cars, the cost to repair them has gone outside the roof. And our carriers have, you know, they said, look, it takes us so much longer to repair a car now. It's longer to have a rental car. And so that's the other thing. Look for insurance on cars being going up. There is really not much thing on the bundle policies anymore, because if you have to go to the Fair Plan or to some other carrier on your home, you're going to lose your multi-policy discount. So your auto insurance policies are going to go up too. Auto companies, I mean the carriers, they're cracking down. They are requiring some of them 6 months payment in advance on the premium. State Farm and some of the others they're requiring, like, if you get a new policy, it can't be effective for, 15 days. If you have a current policy, you can get effectiveness on a new car. So there are a lot of issues going on with auto policies too. So it's not just the home, it's auto too. So the market is very unstable right now. And so you have to do your due diligence and patience, because it does take a while to get these quotes out.
If your home is paid off, are you still required to have insurance?
You are not required to have insurance, but then you become the insurance company because you're assuming all of the liability and all of the cost.
Okay.
I'm thinking, when we get,
is that a message in the chat pack? Was that
Asking about wooden poles and,
yeah, the wooden poles next to the house. We were talking about that. Yeah. If there's a wood structure, some of the insurance companies, this is my gal that works with me.
Yeah.
They came and had an inspector from her insurance company that said, if you don't change that, it's either going to be a fine or we're not going to renew you. It was a threat.
Unfortunately, that is happening. And the other thing, too, is like when many times you're wanting inspections outside, sometimes inside, this and that, please be respectful of these people. I mean, they're just hired by the insurance companies, but those inspections mean so much. And so, take the time to, you know, to be there for them and stuff like that. Sometimes people get irritated and they just ignore it and think it's not important, but it is important, and it can mean a lot of dollars to you in the bottom line if they ensure you were not.
You know, it's funny, everybody kind of wants to get out of town. And, I mean, you know, most people would like to have a little place where they got some elbow room. And because of fires that we didn't start, that mismanagement of fires, as one of our callers said, and mm-hmm. there has been mismanagement of
totally.
Fires.
Totally, I agree.
Totally. But the insurance companies don't care. We don't care if they let it get going and it burnt 180,000 acres and it should have been put out in 5 acres. All they're looking for is that they're having to insure every home. As you can imagine, the comments from the people in Paradise who had the whole town burned down was this, I mean, they're feeling, what do we do?
And that's what the unfortunate thing is like, you know, just like these companies, just like State Farm, it's not about this zip code or that zip code. I mean, they just got to stop their losses right now. And many of them have the attitude like, if we can just stop until this gets resolved. And that's why I encourage people, reach out to our legislators.
Now, what can the legislators do?
Well, right now, I mean, they can change that Proposition 103, S4, which was way back in 1988 when that came out, to be able to adjust the insurance commissioner can adjust that formula for their rate increases that they apply for. They can also say, hey, okay, we can include the reinsurance cost, the reinsurance and the premiums. They can allow the commissioner to have more room to be able to let these insurance companies adjust the rates. And so it has to be a happy medium. It really does. It has to be a stabilized market.
Well, you know that the people down in cities like LA and in the cities are saying, well, that means they'll probably raise our insurance rates down here, and we don't have a fire problem. But each sector of the state has different insurance rates.
They all have their different insurance rates and stuff like that. I mean, just like a car garaged in LA is going to cost a lot more than a car garaged up here in California, up here in Redding. So, you know, there's just different factors and different rate codes and everything for differences within the state and zip codes.
We have sent, I know we've sent at least 3 people over to Judy that were having the same problem, went out at Tierra Oaks and all this, and she found them insurance.
So.
Enough so that they also switched all their other insurance policies over. And whatever insurance company you have, I mean, you may have had State Farm. What do you do now? And so give Judy a call. And how do people get a hold of you, Judy?
So our phone number is 221-0441, and we're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. But like I said, if you have an insurance company, try to work with your existing carrier the best you can. Yeah. You can shop around. Many of the times they're giving you about a 60-day notice, you know, that your house is going to be non-renewed. During that time, do your due diligence, you know, get a new quote, see what you can do. And see what, you know, what the cost of the, you know, doing the cleanup around your house and that sort of thing, what will satisfy them. Look at all of your options, but you have to be due diligent about it. You just can't wait till the last minute, you know, to try to address these things.
Judy's going to send me, could you send me a copy via email so I don't have to retype it and everything?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That would just, yeah. and then I'm going to put it on Facebook, and we will make it people aware that we need to have the Dallies lean into this thing. And you know what? I see no reason why it wouldn't be bipartisan.
Oh, I think it should be totally bipartisan. I think it is a time that as a...
Because we're not the only ones up here getting insurance, can't
we? No, exactly. As a state, as, you know, the whole community of this whole state, we need to... This is a thing that has to be adjusted for everybody, and we need to get their attention. And... it's like the elephant in the room. Nobody's talking about it. Well, we need to talk about it.
And you know what? If you can write to the Dallies, but there's no reason you couldn't send the same letter to other.
You can send it
to anybody, you know, maybe all of them, that just says, we're in trouble here, and the whole state's in trouble. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, yeah, use your own words, use your own voices, but it, you know, we have to get some kind of adjustment for our states to open up for these insurance carriers.
Okay. We're here with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And the phone number is?
221-0441.
There you go. And what you're hearing today is the person that you're going to be dealing with or her team that she's built up over the last.
We have a great team, but we're also looking for people too. So if you're a licensed insurance agent and personal lines or commercial lines, you know, please give us a call, account manager. We are, you know, we're looking for some great people to join our team. And we just our whole mission is to do the best in customer service that we can.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much, Judy,
for bringing us what's happening currently. We just really appreciate you, Judy Maxwell.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break for the news, and the Reading Police Department is joining us, including the officer who arrested Linda.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams with some advice for those suffering breathing issues.
Stay inside.
Because scores of massive wildfires burning in Canada, filling the air with smoke from the Midwest to the Great Lakes, the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, and South, into the Carolinas.
Stay inside, close windows and doors, and use air purifiers if you have them.
Unhealthy air resulting in air quality alerts across a vast area. Two counts of second-degree murder. The charges being filed against a 19-year-old man accused of opening fire at the close of a high school graduation ceremony in Virginia.
Seven people were shot, two fatally, when gunfire broke out outside a downtown Richmond, Virginia theater where a high school graduation ceremony had just ended. Authorities and witnesses say hundreds fled in panic, some in graduation attire. Richmond Interim Police Chief Rick Edwards says one of the people killed was an 18-year-old male who had just graduated. The other person killed was a 36-year-old man there for the graduation. According to police, at least 12 others were injured or treated for anxiety. A 19-year-old suspect tried to escape on foot but was arrested. I'm Norman Hall.
Former Vice President Pence about to formally launch his 2024 presidential campaign in Iowa.
Pence's political team sees Iowa as critical to a potential path to victory and hopes the former vice president's message will resonate with the evangelical Christian voters who make up a substantial portion of the state's Republican electorate. Since leaving the White House, Pence has called on his party to move on from Donald Trump's election grievances and has warned against the growing tide of populism in the GOP.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed right now. The Dow is up 55 points, with the NASDAQ trading 70 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A UN court has ruled that an elderly man accused of helping to bankroll the 1994 Rwandan genocide is unfit to stand trial.
The defense team says the 90-year-old has dementia. Felician Kabuja is charged with using his vast wealth to incite and fund the killings of some 800,000 people. The slaughter took place over just 100 days. Prosecutors accuse him of funding a radio station that urged ethnic Hutus to kill rival Tutsis and moderate Hutus. He was arrested in Paris in 2020 after evading capture for 26 years.
The BBC's Camilla Mills reporting. The Israeli foreign minister has chided Vice President Kamala Harris for speaking out against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's planned judicial overhaul. Today's exchange underscores tensions between the Biden administration and Netanyahu's new government over the planned judicial reforms. News and analysis, townhall.com. The war in Ukraine is at the top of British Prime Minister Sunak's agenda as he starts a two-day trip to Washington.
The US and the UK are the two biggest military donors to Ukraine, and the war will be the focus of Sunak's meeting on Thursday with President Joe Biden. Britain and the US are lead players in an international effort to give Ukraine F-16 fighter jets, and talks are also likely to include extra air defence measures against Russian bombardment in Ukraine, the breaching of a major dam in southern Ukraine, which sent floodwaters gushing through the region, has given the subject added urgency. The trip's Sunak's first to the US capital since he took office in October, but his fourth meeting with Biden in as many months. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The Marion County Sheriff's Office says a Florida woman accused of shooting and killing a neighbor last week has now been placed under arrest. Sheriff saying it's a result of a 2.5-year feud between the two. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio at Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 7th of June, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue's at the helm.
Good morning. Good morning.
You have been hitting it out of the park with your bump music.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll keep that up. Your weather report is, I can't read the
weather. Would you like me to read the weather? I'll do the weather for today.
What do you mean? Wait a minute.
I asked her if it was big enough. She goes, sure.
Yeah,
I went, okay.
Well, she's got magnifiers there. Anyway, today.
You don't have cheaters on.
I've never needed them until now. We have a 90% chance of showers throughout the day. Did I read that right?
No, it's 30.
30.
How about if I just do this real quick? Okay. Today, a chance of showers around 30% with a high of 83, then partly sunny. Now, tonight, a slight chance of showers, then mostly cloudy and a low of 63. And tomorrow and Saturday, mostly sunny. 84 tomorrow, 89 for Saturday. Lows dropping down to the 60s. And by Sunday, a chance of showers in 91. It's currently mostly cloudy and 63 degrees. And now here's Carl.
Okay. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. They provide just the finest service to their customers. It's a veteran-owned business. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, family. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, plus they have other payment plans for their customers. They're just a great group of people down there. Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. I spoke out of turn, and I said the officer getting ready to come in because he had his head down. He was reading or something, or I just didn't get a good shot at him. Was the officer that arrested Linda after the big bank robbery. But it's not. Here's Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt, who's charged of the Administration Division of Reading Police Department. It was on, gosh, what?
Yeah, it's been a few months. I was here.
Yeah.
I want to say it was in March or April.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about body cameras and where we were at the time.
And I'm sure we're going to get an update on that.
We have a major update on that.
So. Okay, well, let's just start with that, body cameras.
So we went to council last night. So we did, as I talked last time, we did a trial with three major companies, Lenslok, Motorola, and Axon. We ultimately decided on Axon. So we went to council last night, and council unanimously approved a five-year contract with Axon. So they're coming out with their latest version of body cameras. They released them or announced them in April. And so we're one of the first agencies to get on the list for body cameras, for the new Body 4 body camera from Axon. And we'll take delivery in August.
Wow. Does that mean everybody's going to have them?
Every police officer on the street will have a body camera.
Now, are these special body cameras that are going to give you a 360? Wouldn't that be nice? Of course, they can't do that unless you put one on your back.
Give it a few years.
And you'll probably have one. You're
going
to see those. They'll give you a 360 around so you can get an idea of not only what's happening in front of you, but everything else that's happening. I was being a little facetious, but why not?
Yeah, and the technology, I mean, it's it's growing like every other technology. And Axon is one of those companies where they put most of their effort into two products, body cameras and tasers. They have a lot of other programs and, you know, they offer software solutions for other devices, including like drone video and license plate reading technology, access control. Like they do the gamut, but they don't own all of those companies. They just provide interfaces. And
okay.
So they really, Axon's big thing is they focus on their two major products, tasers and body cameras.
Okay. And the cost of this, it used to be, and here was the problem in the past, was it's not the body cameras, those are cheap. I mean, in the scheme of the whole thing, that was just a little part of it. It was going to be keeping and storing all of this information.
Yeah.
Has that changed?
Yeah, that has also changed dramatically. And there's a lot of agencies that will tell you, like, their costs from, you know, 5 years ago when they started their program to renewing contracts with these companies has changed dramatically also. And a lot of that has to do with the storage of the video.
Okay.
So like now, like what we went into is this 5-year contract. It's as a service. So mm-hmm. It includes the hardware, the software, and storage all in one price. And that's kind of the new way these companies are doing it is they're looking at, you know,
the cloud. You're putting it all into
the cloud. And over time, like how many years. And they know California agencies. They have over 800,000 cameras deployed worldwide. 750,000 of those cameras are living in their own cloud-based system. So they understand the business very, very well. So when they look at, you know, deploying to an agency our size, they're looking at when, you know, in 10 years or in 5 years when we look to renew this contract, what's that storage going to look like? What's that price going to be then? You know, and
sure.
I mean, they're a business.
They may actually reduce the price. No.
Highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely. Now, so the storage problem's been taken care of. Now, does that software allow you to redact faces?
Yeah,
and,
so they have,
and, you know, numbers and those kind of things like addresses and all those.
Yeah, and they use a lot of artificial intelligence to help accomplish that. So it can automatically, it doesn't use facial recognition. The
right.
company is very, very, very sensitive about facial recognition. You know, there's laws
in
California about facial recognition, but it can recognize a face or detect a face. It can detect license plates, computer screens, even forms. So, you know, it's pretty common, you know, we wear the camera in the center of your chest and you're sitting there filling out TOW forms or, you know, confidential victim forms, and it can automatically kind of sense that you're, you know, filling out a form, and it will automatically, you know, gray it out for you. And so as you're going through redaction, it is literally like,
it's already doing it for you.
Yeah. And it's showing you like, hey, we want to redact this. Do you want to keep it or should it stay redacted?
So, but you still have to have somebody there when it says, "Do I redact all of these, or which ones do I not redact?"
Mm-hmm.
And then you just put like a little X on it.
Always requires human oversight.
Good. Well, that's nice to know. We're talking about Linda's just came back in. She was with Judy Maxwell. We were just talking about the new body cameras and the software that comes with it and the storage of it, which was always the bugaboo before. But now City Council has just voted 5-0 to go forward with the body cameras. And you've got a 5-year contract with this company. And I'm going to take a break because I want to ask you impact. And then the other things that falls into your division, but this is the one that's gonna.
And no, this is not the officer who.
No, I already pointed that out.
And when let's just get really, really clear for a lot of people who are listening, is that that was a fun tongue in cheek thing that happened, at the rodeo from being, the bank robber.
Well, that's not the way the officer and I took it. You think it was for that. You've got other things that you've done that could have been have you hooked
could
up
have
and,
been.
And put in the back of a patrol
Never
car.
Never caught.
The fact is I have proof that my wife has been arrested. And if everybody else does too, it's on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
I can repost that. Anyway. Okay, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. And when we do, when we come back, we're going to be giving away Taste of Reading tickets. We'll be right back. What you want, what you gonna do? When Chevy John Brown come for you? Tell me,
gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do?
And loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables. All tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Gold Leaf Nursery. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
If we catch a criminal, when we catch a criminal.
Catch a criminal. Catch a criminal.
Sue is so on it. So thank you, Sue, for sitting in today for our Liam, and we really appreciate all that you do. Of course, the Sue McClain News Hour is, you know, award winning, and
going to have to bring Sue on just full
Redding's
time.
Redding's best.
You know? Anyway, okay, it's 8:18 in the morning here. This portion of the show brought to you by another local business, and that's Cornerstone Community Bank. They've been here in Redding 16 years. They have grown constantly through this 16 years, but their philosophy of moving local dreams forward has never changed. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one on California Street, the main branch over there in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Linda.
Hey, listen, we've got good morning, everybody, of course, on this beautiful seventh day of June. We do have a big event happening this weekend, and the weather should be really good. Taste of Reading 2023. These are $50 tickets. You must be 21 and have a valid ID. This is going to be Sunday, June 11th. I've got two tickets, folks. We want to see this. It's always a great event. Bands playing all day long. You could sit and enjoy different tastes from different restaurants and
brews
and yes, all kinds of different fun wine tastings and little bits throughout the North State. So yeah, phones calls coming in already. 605-4567. We only have this one set of tickets for this 8 o'clock hour. More tomorrow.
And we got two for tomorrow and two for Friday.
So last night, do you want to even go on about this, or are we on another subject?
No. We were, Chief Schuller thanked me for my my part of the meeting yesterday. I wasn't even there. But how long did it take them on the short-term rentals?
We spent a good portion of our time there. So I think we walked out about 9:05.
Okay.
So. Oh, come on. You know what? We got it so easy. We have it so easy at the city council. You go to 3 hours, it's like, I mean, I'm just like that because sometimes, you know, when the short-term rentals is always at the end, so I'd be in there till 9 o'clock. You could be at the phones are ringing, my friends. If it's not being picked up, it's because Sue's taking the information for another one. We love you and thank you for calling.
Yeah, we've got tomorrow. Tomorrow morning.
You could have the Board of Supervisors meetings and be in there for 12 hours.
Yeah, those are long meetings. I'll take my 3-hour city council meeting.
Dance around. Okay, we're here with Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt, who heads up the administrative division, and we talked about in the first segment about the body cameras. They're here. They're going to happen. Everybody's going to be outfitted by August, I guess.
Yep.
They've got redaction software, so somebody isn't going to have to spend literally an hour per shift. They can, but every one of them does have human oversight, so each one is looked at by a employee.
Yeah, we actually have two community service officers that will work in a body camera unit where their daily job will be, you know, sharing the video with the DA's office, you know, mm-hmm. that they need for evidence for court, and then doing redactions for, you know, public records requests or, you know, just videos that we choose
so
to release.
They'll give everything over to like to the DA, but if a lawyer or somebody else asks for this or somebody else asks for the footage, everything in it will have been redacted already, or do they go back then and do the redaction?
So essentially, if it's needed for court, we will just give it to the DA, and then the DA does dissemination, or they'll, you know, go through the discovery process and provide it to the defense.
And what we're talking about redaction is not the person that's being arrested, but everything around him, like people,
correct.
Kids, all of that. That's the redaction.
And most of the time, officers are not redacted from the videos either.
Okay.
We're really looking at the privacy rights of other people that are there. And that's the big thing with the body cameras is, you know, finding that balance between, you know, the need for obtaining the video and the need for protecting somebody's personal rights. Hospitals are obviously a sensitive area because we go to hospitals frequently for calls for service or because we have to take somebody to the hospital. And when we go into a hospital, I mean, obviously that becomes potentially a contentious subject when it comes to a body camera video. If we're walking through with a video running and there's all of these people in there, you know, we got to find that balance. And the direction we give officers is generally when you walk into a hospital, if there's no reason to be running the camera, we're not going to
turn your camera off. That's what I would think. That's just common sense because, you know, you're there to take somebody there. Now, on the other hand, they're calling you because there's an incident going on, then the cameras would be on.
And there's times where we're at the hospital handling one detail where we wouldn't necessarily need to be running a camera, and then something else happens. And obviously, if the situation is bad enough, they should turn the camera on because we always have that ability to redact and protect identities. And
afterwards,
we can mute audio. And we've met with the hospitals. They're totally on board with this. They understand the importance. And one of the things they inquired about was if their security or their staff was also involved in an incident, could they get it to help protect themselves from a potential lawsuit also?
Sure.
So they're on board with the body cameras. They know they're coming, and we've I think found a good balance of when we should and shouldn't be recording within a hospital.
You know, at, at first, a lot, not the officers here in Reading, but when this thing first came out, a lot of officers were against this.
Mm-hmm.
But in the world we live in, everybody's got a very, very precise recording device with them on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
You would get only one side of something, and from a different angle, or they got there late. So I think, have most officers rolled in on this and said, yeah.
Yeah, so I was firmly in the camp of, I don't want to wear a camera, you know, 7 years ago, 8 years ago. And my big holdup was every time you watched a video, they'd stop it at that critical moment, that moment officer had to make that decision and say, see, it wasn't a gun. It was,
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
a piece of wood, or it was some other
a cell
object.
Phone.
Yeah. You know, and to me it was like, well, that's an unfair, because no officer gets to make the decision with
right.
a pause button, so
yeah.
we shouldn't scrutinize with a pause button. Now that I've, you know, spent time in admin and I've had to do internal investigations and I've taken citizen complaints and I've been on the other side where somebody's complained about me and I was like, I wish I had a camera, because what they're saying is not the truth.
Right. And that's, you know, that's come out many times where, you know, people get on the nationwide news and say, oh, they were, you know, racist and they picked on me because of my color, or I was treated unfairly and all these things. And then they released the film.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we see it nationwide. And I think we've seen a shift, you know, in law enforcement where, you know, we send guys to the academy in Sacramento. And while they're in the academy, they wear a body camera. So they come out of the academy ready to operate as if they don't know life any other way. We have laterals that have come from other agencies and wore body cameras for years. And, you know, there's a few of them that are like, when are we getting cameras? When
yeah.
do we get our cameras?
They realize it can be a big plus mm-hmm. or a big asset.
Now, there was a huge study years ago by Rialto PD where they equipped officers with body cameras and saw severe reductions in citizen complaints and use of force incidents.
Well, so, hey, honey, who won the...
Seth Overton.
Seth
got
Overton.
Got your tickets
there
here.
You go,
so,
Seth,
we'll see you there.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice.
Come on down and
I'm going to sit
up.
And really enjoy. You know, we're not working it.
No.
So it's going to be fun to sit there and enjoy a cocktail, some food,
some
and
cornhole.
Listen to the bands. Yeah. Are you working it?
I am not. I don't work special events anymore.
That's because he goes to work every day, and they just keep piling more stuff on his plate.
Pretty much.
We're here with Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt, who heads up the administrative division at the Reading Police Department. And the big thing he does, not the big thing, but one of the major new things that he put on his plate was the body cameras. And the city council voted for it last night, and all of our officers, you'll see them starting August. We'll have them on. And there'll be a learning curve in this.
Mm-hmm.
But for the older officers, I shouldn't say older officers, but officers who have been here maybe 5, 6, 7 years, we've never had them. So they're going to have to get into their heads how to successfully do this every time they get out of the car, I guess.
Yeah. And you know, we account for that learning
yeah.
curve. And,
sure.
And yeah, I've talked to officers from other agencies where, you know, they were 15-year cops, and then all of a sudden they're wearing a body camera, and they said, oh, adapting to it was pretty easy.
Like, I think it would, you know, most police are pretty bright that mm-hmm. they can do this. What other aspects of Reading Police Department fall into you?
So, I manage a lot of projects right now, the big ones being our new body camera system, and then we also switched to a new records management and CAD system back in May. So that's another big one that I'm dealing with. The other daily duties are I still assist with backgrounds and hiring, processing claims against the police department. So if we get sued or if somebody files a claim for damage that we did, you know, a lot of those claims go through me, and I'll take a look at those. I also do a lot of policy stuff. So we look at policies all the time. You know, we subscribe to a company called Lexapol that does like the bulk of the legal updates to our policies. But like, we now have a boat unit, so we had to create a boating policy.
Yeah. You know, and, do we need a boat unit?
Well, we've had it for a week, and they've already been involved in a rescue, and you know, they're going to be out on the water a lot. I mean, we've relied on the sheriff's office for a long time,
yeah.
and we'll still.
But they only
have.
How many boats do they have? One or two? I'm not sure.
I
know
really
they've only got one team, I think.
Mm-hmm.
on it.
Right, and sometimes they're on the lake and they're not available on the river, and so...
I think this is a good idea.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for other things that you can do that I see, and I don't know if this is part of the mission, but you go up and down the river and you look at these camps,
mm-hmm.
and we give you an idea of what's going on in that.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I like you that. Know, and like in this rescue last week, I mean, we had to work with the sheriff's office and their boating unit because it required two boats to pull off the mission.
Yeah, that was didn't the guy go under, I mean, get stuck in the water? And
yeah,
His
kayak or canoe got pinned against one of the pillars of a bridge.
Whoa.
And it was one of those, you know, where one boat is, you know, trying to deal with his vessel while the other one's trying to rescue him. So
it
required, you know, two teams and... You know, 2 months ago, we wouldn't have been able to pull that off as well as we did.
And I have a very important question for this, on your boat team there. Could you use a community service officer to just drive the boat up and down the river while the officers are there with the guns and all the knowledge? Because I think I know somebody that might volunteer. Well, I'm just wondering, you know, when I retire, I could be driving the boat up and down the river. Can you fish? I won't ask them. Hey, we're your Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt, who is in charge of the boat unit, the body cameras. Not in charge of the boat unit, but
the boat unit is not mine.
But, you know, but these are projects that were put on his desk and so many more. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot there from Lucky Miller. You see Lucky Miller just looks right across the parking lot, and there's Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I haven't had a bad haircut there in 15 years. A lot of law enforcement and officers go there. I won't say firemen because firemen have long hair, and they probably go to salons. Is that right, Jeff?
I've seen some interesting haircuts. Yeah.
People can't see your face, Carl. They only can hear your voice.
I know,
they cannot
but
see.
But what they should have seen was Jeff's face, you know. They work by appointments only, so give them a call at 530-244-9478. We'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner for Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun, two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, and the rest. We don't serve it often, but when we do, it's everyone's favorite burger challenge. Come celebrate Father's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Dust off those dancing shoes and party with country music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th. Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits like I'm Already There and What About Now. Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Is that called the floss or the something like that? I'm not sure what you're doing.
I'm not sure.
You need to.
It's Wednesday. It's hump day.
Okay.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Did you do the weather?
No, Sue did because I can't read.
All right. Sue does a great weather. So
you anyway, know what? I defy anybody except Sue, who's got. You know, you probably. No,
I can read it, but I'm just
you're reading it off the computer, aren't you?
I am, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, every so often, our weather becomes printed. When it comes out printed, I swear it's the smallest font possible. And I'm looking at it, and I'm saying
see it, but
a 90% chance of rain. No, that's a 30% chance of rain, Carl. Your eyesight's failing.
30%. Yeah. And it's going to be 83 today. But throughout the week, we do have more thunderstorms.
You can
chance of thunderstorms throughout the week. You know, Friday night, partly cloudy, and, of course, Saturday, mostly sunny, and Sunday, chance of showers, but just slight chance of showers at 91. It'll be muggy, of course, and we can do Taste of Redding, which actually starts in the daytime. We love that. That, is from 12 to 4. It's going to be a fun day.
And then, by the way, there will be, police checkpoints leaving. I just made that up.
So?
We have,
start the rumor.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, people go down and hammer some beers down there, then get on the road at 4. Yeah, you may want to be watching yourself. We're here with Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt from the Redding Police Department. He's in charge of the administrative division. He's been spending a lot of time on the body cameras, and as in the first half hour you heard, that they're here. They're going to start in August. Every officer on the beat will have them. The big problem before was storage, but this is part of the contract, and they have their own cloud, this company that can take care of that. And it's got its own redaction software and all that. I mean, there's going to be a learning curve here.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of the contract is, you know, the company Axon will come in and, you know, provide training for, and, you know, the actual users of the body cameras and the CSOs that are doing the redaction.
Okay.
And I mean, they really do try to make everything as simple as possible. So, I mean, there's a lot of work that's going to start here. Actually, while we're on break, our sales rep from Axon texted me and he's like, hey, you know, let's get together and start talking about our next steps and start getting things rolling so that we're ready to go in August when they actually arrive.
These are probably hardened cameras, I would imagine.
They're
like built with armor around them.
Yeah, and they're tough. And the company's actually had cameras that have been shot, and they've been able to take the camera and bring it into a lab and take the video off of the camera. They're waterproof, so they recently released a video where a deputy actually swims out into a pond and rescues a boy that's drowning and swims back with him, and the camera remained recording the entire time. I mean, they build these cops can break anything.
No, they're like Marines.
Uh-huh. If you
are
give
they,
it to
are
them,
they cop proof?
Yeah, they will find close. A way to
oh,
break.
Oh yeah.
It. So, yeah, they definitely designed cameras with that in mind, where they're definitely rugged.
We had we introduced squad radios into the Marine Corps, but we had a test unit. Okay, so the squads could talk among themselves and members of the squad. And the big concern was, because we just bought them off the shelf from this company, oh, they're going to destroy them. They're going to be in the water. They're going to be. We lost one. We had one destroyed in the whole test period, because Marines really love these radios. So they could, you know, be in contact with each other, especially in you know, operations and all these things. And we only had one get busted. They were wrapping them up in plastic bags, you know, were coming in. I think a lieutenant sat down on his, carrying like 80 pounds of gear, and that's the only one we lost out of 100 radios, if you can believe that. So the officers are going to go through a whole lot of stuff, but I think they also realize this is going to be a big plus for the police department.
Yeah, I think in the end, you know, the benefits definitely outweigh the negatives anymore.
Well, you know, we talk about, you get a lot of complaints about officer, what would it be, officer overreacting or officer, what's
attitude.
The term?
Attitude
and things like this.
It's a very common complaint.
But you know, and so you've got it now, you know, that they didn't do it. On the other hand, maybe it'll make that officer who's getting ready to, you know, I'm really getting pumped up here. To think about it for a second, too. So, I mean, it can work for both sides and help both sides on this. So, okay. We talked about the boat unit and that I can't go out there and just drive the boat. That there's probably need special training. And what? Okay, the fishing was just a little bit too much, but if I took it out early, and it, okay. What other aspects of your job, Jeff?
I'm kind of the catch-all. Anything else that kind of comes along, we figure out and we deal with. So.
How close are you to Chief Schuller's office?
Literally next door.
Okay.
So our captain made it pretty clear that he didn't want to sit next to the chief. Well played on his part.
And that was Captain
Barner.
Barner. Yeah. Yep. I know Captain Barner.
So yeah, I pretty much catch everything, which is fine.
Well, that. Now, how long do you stay in that position?
It's by needs of the department. So typically we try to move people around every couple of years. But,
okay,
you know, in this case, just based on the nature of the projects that I'm managing right now, you know, there's potential that I'll stay there an additional 2 years from where I'm at now. So I'm almost a year into it.
Okay.
But, you know, who knows what's going to happen and who's going to take over. My goal is, especially with this body cam project, is that, you know, we get it into a place where it's – pretty much taking care of itself. You know, Axon is not new to this. They've deployed this to huge agencies, to small agencies. You know, to them, we're probably an easy agency to get set up and get going. As long as we, you know, build it correctly the first time and have our, you know, one of the things we can do is we can set retention periods based on the nature of the call. So, you know, as long as the videos are being tagged correctly and they have the retention, you know, it should be pretty self-sustaining. So, you know, they can pull me out whenever they want is the short answer.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they try to rotate you through the different divisions to give you the experience, you know, so that you can, you know, be promoted and
correct.
And all this and see if you can handle different
right.
jobs. And it's just like the Marine
I spent
Corps.
23 years of my career in a patrol assignment.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the chief was like, hey, you need to come over to admin. You need that experience. I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to do this. And then I found that it doesn't rain in the office. The temperature is always the same. You know, I don't have to work graveyards. I have weekends off. So it's been a nice change. I think ultimately I'd still like to, you know,
of
be
course.
Back on patrol again for some time before I retire.
I made that decision several times in my life where I stayed in the fleet where I should have. In this case, you should have gone to another division, and I probably should have gone to another job that probably had an impact on me later. But, you know, you only go around once.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked a question. Yes, the Reading Police Department now has a riverboat, and is that a 24-hour-a-day thing? Just during daylight hours?
Yeah, it's operated by our park rangers. So we have park rangers that work, I think it's Monday through Saturday, and they're all trained on the operation of the boat. They are working to train essentially all patrol staff to be like an assistant on the boat.
So I think their goal is
3 days a week. They want to be on the river, on the boat. But it's also, if we need it for, you know, river rescue or a call for service, that they, you know, it's available. Need be, we could call them out in the middle of the night if we had to, if that's the operational need at the time. So, and then it's up to the boating operators to decide whether or not, like, it's safe and, you know, they would be effective out on the river. So just because we need the boat on the river doesn't mean we're going to put the boat on the river. So,
but this will be part of the regular duties, and they'll be there for emergencies. If the sheriff's boat is out in the lake, where it is a lot of the times, that now you've got a river rescue craft there, handled by people that know what they're doing. So, yes, we have. So we have two boats. You know, they're not water skiing up and down the. Though it could be kind of cool, but probably not. I think it's a good idea. The more, you know, as we grow and that river is used more and more and more, and it will be.
There's a huge amount of activity on the river.
Yeah,
people assume that the lakes are the big draw here, but I mean, the fishing guides are out there every single day of the week. And they encounter, you know, people in distress, and it's been common that, you know, a fishing guide ends up being the rescuer in a boating incident. So, it is nice having a boat out there and having that capability to go out and use it to help people when needed.
Okay. We're here with, Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt, who heads up the administration for the Reading Police Department, which is kind of like the, who does that? Let Jeff do it kind of job. Plus, you know, we talked about the body cameras and now the patrol craft on the river, plus any types. You do internal affairs out of your office and citizens' complaints.
Correct.
Okay. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash, right there on the corner of Eureka and Market Street, is the place to go to get your car washed. I love that place. I drive in, I sit in my car, or I sit in my truck. It goes through a really good washing sequence. It always comes out clean and shiny, newly waxed. There's people at the at the end when we pop out that wipe off the truck or car with clean towels. They're pleasant. They're really good people down there at Quick and Clean Car Wash. And if you buy 5 coupons, you get 1 free. If you buy 10 coupons, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
Well, hey, Mr. Policeman. Bet I can drive faster than you can. Come on, hoss, let's have some fun. Go on, shoot me with a radar gun. You look forward and I sure am. Catch me if you can. Hey, Mr. Policeman. I got a 75 fiber Trans Am. With a 455 up under the hood, me and my brother got a running good. Wake up behind them old Ray-Bans. Catch me if you can.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Hello. Oh, okay.
Well,
it just started.
I have no idea. Well, that's okay. We got a lot of things going on. You know, I got to tell you what, you are amazing, first of all.
You know, I was in court the other day, and I talked a little bit about it, and we have glitches. I mean, it's machinery. It's computers. Yep. And that's just a good example of everything's running great for 2 hours, and all of a sudden it just goes, you know,
flip.
To hell with you.
Twice today.
I know. Like, What's going on?
I could sing for you, but Linda, you're much better than that.
Anyway,
hey,
welcome back.
We'll just
welcome
laugh
back.
Through it, right?
Hey, we're here with Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt. And every month, on the first Wednesday of each month, we have the Reading Police Department here. Chief Schuller cycles through here, but he likes to send his different divisions in. And I know he brought you in today because of the vote last night and the fact that we are going to start the body cameras here in Reading in August. And so you'll see every one of our officers with the body camera. The storage, redaction, everything is a part of a package there. And it's reasonable, obviously. And you went through all three agencies that were trying to sell this to you.
Yeah. We went through three companies. You know, a newer company, Lenslok, and then the tried and true old school Motorola, been around forever. They own a little bit of everything in law enforcement between records management systems and radio systems and body worn cameras, in car cameras, license plate readers, you name it. You know, we own a lot of Motorola stuff.
Well, we got a comment from our chat room that says, wow, they're going to have cameras in boats. Make sure you keep those cameras on when you're going by the camping areas out there. Mm-hmm. You could probably have campers gone wild in some of the illegal camping spots out there. I can just imagine. I can imagine you all have Friday movies, and you take the best ones. I know you don't,
yeah.
But can you imagine it? The things that have happened that week.
I just think about the things that I've seen over 25 years in law enforcement,
yeah.
And those being on video, and I mean, both the good and the bad. And, yeah. And, you know, we see interesting things. It's not uncommon to go to, you know, a family function. Everybody's like, oh, tell me a cool cop story. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. And my brother's always the one who's like, you have some crazy stories. Like,
of course you
do.
Because
we experience things that most
How
people
could you
never,
not?
Ever. But to us, it's like your everyday job. It's just what you do.
You know, and that, you know, that what was it, that TV series, Cops? The officer pulled over this one car, and the two girls hopped out, topless.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the police, and he's reporting it. And you could hear sirens in the background as people, other police were there for backup. So anyway, so what are we looking at here, Jeff, in your opinion, in the next few months? You know, from things that you see, we're still having a hell of a problem keeping people off the streets. Will the cameras be able to help identify why we need to keep these people off the streets and maybe give the DA another bit of ammunition?
What is great about the cameras when it relates to a criminal case is, and I just experienced this in a jury trial last month, where essentially the defense is we're conspiring to make up charges against people. And I remember the whole time I'm testifying, I'm like, I wish I would have been wearing a body camera. Because there was about a 5-minute period of time where it was just me and a guy who was involved in criminal activity. And that 5 minutes, you know, was the defense attorney's, like, jumping off point of, well, it's just your word. Nobody else saw this. Nobody saw it but you. You know, so.
And you'd say anything, right?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
So, you know, the jury has to believe you on your word alone. And now with a body camera, you know, it's not just what the officer says, it's what the video is also capturing. And
sure.
And will it keep more people off the streets? Yeah, I don't know what it will do. Will give us additional, you know, evidence to hold people accountable. It will make the DA's job easier at getting, you know, cases into court and properly prosecuted and find the outcome that needs to happen.
Well, the idea. I also heard that when people know they're on camera, they have a tendency to tell the truth. Have you heard that?
And act differently. Yes.
And act differently when they see the camera and you ask them a question. They'll just yep.
And all the companies we demo, they actually talked about where, you know, agencies they have talk about, you know, where they'll just announce, hey, you know, just so you know, you're being recorded right now. This is all being recorded on my body camera video, and suddenly the behavior changes because
dramatically.
Yeah, because they know that people are going to see that and see it for what it is. So, you know, you can't use the well he said she said anymore because there's a video of what actually happened.
I would love to see somebody that you know, the policeman is being doing his job and being polite and all that, and the other side just saying all these terrible things to him. And I'm going to have your badge and all that. And then at the end of that, the officer saying, thank you very much. My body camera caught all of that. And I think then, you know, like you see them. Oh, I'm so-and-so. And they get out of the car and they're angry.
And we recently, one of our lieutenants who works patrol was telling me a story where he took a complaint from a lady who said that we were harassing her son. Essentially, and so the lieutenant's like, well, let me watch the video, and I'll call you back.
Okay,
and,
good.
Yeah, and he calls her back and says, well, if you'd like to come down and watch the video of how your son was behaving,
perfect.
You're more than welcome to do that.
Perfect.
The story he told you is not accurate.
Oh,
and she,
good.
Her reaction was, I think I'll be having another conversation with my son.
Good.
So,
but see, and that's the thing is, how could you pick on my son? You know, he's a valedictorian and all this. Well, your son was really a nut job the other night when we pulled him over. No, that's not him. Come on down. We'll let you take a look. That is so cool. So then maybe a parent
really
could actually see, oh, my God.
That frees
like
up
two
so
people.
Much
two
time
people.
For us. I mean, the administration division typically does, like, this very serious internal affairs investigations, but our patrol lieutenants handle most of the daily complaints and investigations. And this is one way that will just help reduce the amount of time that we spend investigating a complaint, because we can watch the video and tell the complainant, hey, you want to come watch the video? Because what you're saying is not true. And,
we've just saved hours and hours of talking to witnesses and trying to find surveillance video and speaking to officers that were involved in the incident to find the truth.
Have we figured out how long you have to keep the videos?
Everything varies. So we do have some general retention policies based on the videos. Like every video will be held for at least 90 days.
Right.
And then based on what if it's a use of force incident, then it's obviously going to have a longer retention. Anything that's involved in a criminal case, you know, the criminal.
Even if the criminal case takes 3 years,
the rules of the criminal case apply to that video, and that's how long we'll retain it.
Just like any evidence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just another piece of evidence.
Okay. As soon as the show's over, I've got another stream of income that the Redding Police Department could use. I'll just come up with it. Okay. For all you bad guys and crazy people out there. Jeff, thanks a lot, Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt. Yeah,
thank you for having me.
How many years you got on now, buddy?
Let's see. I started December of 97.
Are you a local boy or did you come in from someplace else?
No, I grew up down in Fairfield.
Okay, so. Remember that. Mm-hmm. And came up. So do you like Redding?
I love Redding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've raised your family mm-hmm. here. Yeah. So.
Yep. And my oldest experimented with living somewhere else and came back.
Yeah.
So, well, you know,
I think it's one of those things you have to experience something
right.
else to realize how good
exactly.
you have.
Very well-known entrepreneurs we have, your younger ones, did that.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up coming back to Redding, and they're very happy, of course. Well, thank you so much, and please pass on to the other officers that we hope that they're safe and we realize they've got a tough job. And where they make instant decisions that then other people can look at for days, weeks, mm-hmm. months. Try and pick it apart.
I will definitely pass that along.
Sure.
Thank
okay.
you, Sue.
Now, tomorrow, we're having Tanessa Audette, who is running for State Assembly, will be our guest at 7. At 8, it looks like it's open right now, but there's a lot of things I want to discuss. And something that happened in this last Board of Supervisors meeting is very interesting. You know, of course, what had happened the week before, but what happened yesterday is very interesting. I think we need to talk about it. Okay, everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM.